But going back to the stretcher, one of the big problems was that if the plate broke when you were pulling with 5,000 tons on, the energy stored in the plate and therefore in the machine was astronomical. And if the plate broke, the two ends of the machine would fly apart, and the crossheads, I suppose, must have been in the region of getting on for 200 tons. And if you imagine 200 tons flying apart, that it could do great damage to the press if the press was a rigid structure. So the way we designed the press, that only the main cylinders were fitted, were fixed to the floor. In the one end of the cylinder, there was a cylinder ram, which attached to the one crosshead. And at the other end of the cylinder, there was a ram put in the other end of the cylinder, the same diameter as the main ram, which was attached to the compression members which held the tail crosshead. Because of the configuration, the tail crosshead could slide up and down on the compression members in incremental lengths to adjust for the different lengths of plates that were to be stretched. So the only way you could really support the compression members was from the side of the foundations. And brackets were fitted into the side of the foundation in which the compression members could slide, so that when the plate broke and the two ends flew apart, the tail crosshead would move the short ram part the way out, not completely out, part the way out of the main cylinder, and the energy would be absorbed by shock absorbers which were fitted at the end of the compression members and also at the back of the main ram crosshead. And this was demonstrated to Segedor before they would accept the press. So,
so yeah,
unfortunately, I wasn't there when that took place.